in Hong Kong's shrinking media space, another loss. In a statement on social media, independent online news site Citizen News said it would stop operating from Tuesday, saying it needed to ensure the safety of its staff. It described itself as a little boat in the middle of tremendously rough seas. That announcement came less than a week after Stan News announced it would close down, hours after the independent publication had been raided by police and seven people were arrested. In October, Hong Kong's Security Bureau accused Citizen News of misleading its readers when reporting that free speech was no longer guaranteed under the national security law. Founder Chris Yeung said although Citizen News had not been contacted by national security police, it was impossible for the small outlet to continue.
Overall, media is facing an increasingly tough environment. For those who are being seen as critical or troublemakers, they are more vulnerable.
Yeung said he hoped young Hong Kong journalists wouldn't be put off, saying there's still a role for media to play in the territory, a sentiment echoed by other journalists.
There have been a lot of media workers who expressed their sadness on social media, and I don't think we are the only ones who suffered in this industry. There are still a lot of journalists who are willing to try hard, so I still have hope.
Citizen News is the third outlet to shut down after Stan News and Hong Kong's last pro-democracy paper, Apple Daily. That was forced to close in June last year after its assets were seized and founder Jimmy Lai arrested. Authorities have also blocked programs on public broadcaster Radio Television Hong Kong and issued directives to staff. It's now uncertain how remaining outlets, including Hong Kong Free Press, can survive.
The decision by Citizen News to close is another sign that the media environment here is becoming increasingly difficult. Yet Hong Kong authorities have repeatedly rejected claims of a crackdown, saying they are not targeting the media.
Journalism is not sedition, but seditious acts and activities. And inciting other people through public acts and activities could not be condoned under the guise of news reporting.
Hong Kong's Chief Secretary John Lee criticised a recent editorial published in the Wall Street Journal titled "No One is Safe in Hong Kong," saying that recent arrests had nothing to do with media freedom. Hong Kong was once known as a vibrant hub for media outlets, but a national security law imposed on the region in 2020 has changed that and left many fearing independent journalism is being crushed. Britt Clennett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.